Hey, I'm Sanjay. Welcome to WiseGrad. Episode number 11. So you want to study abroad? My personal story and tips before you take that big leap. Let's go. WiseGrad. Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 11 of WiseGrad. Thank you for clicking play and not clicking next. I'm your host, Saint Sanj, and this is a very special episode because for the first time ever, I am recording. Well, of course it's been recorded. Video! It's now on video. My brain isn't even working. But for the first time ever, WiseGrad will be on YouTube. I am currently recording with my phone, actually. I did not know that a Samsung Galaxy S10 could shoot in 4K. And I am absolutely amazed. And I just found the feature and I'm now recording WiseGrad. But WiseGrad will be on YouTube for you more visual learners. You can see me dancing a bit in my home studio. See where I record. See that I actually laugh at my own jokes. And... that I have a grand time while recording this podcast for you. Again, thank you for clicking play and not clicking next. This episode is a more personal story, kind of. More personal experiences when it comes to studying abroad. And I know many people are a bit nervous about taking the big leap and moving to go and do their master's or go and do their bachelor's, but have no fear, Saint Sanj is here. Now I cannot solve all your problems, I'm pretty sure, but sometimes it's really good to hear someone's story. And I'm still abroad and I'm doing my PhD. I did my master's. I'm in Sweden, by the way, for those of you who do not know and you're new to this podcast, welcome. It's good that you joined. It's sooner than later. You know, this podcast might blow off and be the best podcast in the entire world, but you joined at a perfect moment. This is when the podcast is still young and we still have different listeners, the new listeners every week. So yeah, as I was saying, I am now in Sweden and I'm doing my PhD here in Sweden, and I did my master's in criminology in Sweden too. So I can tell you some first-hand experiences of studying abroad and try to make you relax before you take the big leap. It is a huge leap for many of us. Some people, it's their first time ever being away from their family. And that's quite significant, especially when it's abroad. Now, for me, I did my bachelor's in Jamaica. And where I studied was about 35 minutes from my home. So sometimes my mom would still send food and still send snacks. And I could see her probably every other day, but I tried to limit that to the weekends. So yeah, it wasn't so much of a big deal, even though I lived on campus. But now, I mean, I'm much more grown. I don't need my mom to send me food, but I'm far away from many of my friends and family. And for a lot of people, that is scary. It can be a nerve-wracking experience, especially if you're so close and so tight and connected with your buddies. You know, you just gotta have your buddies and your friends. But now they're not there. You only have them on Skype and on video chat. So we're going to jump into this episode and talk some more about that, talk about how I coped, and I'll tell you some tips that I have. Yeah, I'll just give them to you for free. You pay no money for this and you're just enjoying this. So whether you're listening in your car or, you're in quarantine probably. So you're at home chilling and listening to this podcast while you're thinking about the future. I mean, the months are going by pretty fast and we hope that this weird situation that we're in will go away quite soon. Sooner than later. So fingers crossed everything goes well and you get to move and do your studies abroad and have some fun. So, before we jump into the episode, we're going to take a short break. And Yeah, are you excited? Because I am. Let's go. WiseGrad is the newest podcast around that helps students thrive. The slogan is literally helping students thrive, and I hope that it can help you and help your friends. For that to happen, everyone needs to know about WiseGrad. So you can tag your friends on our Instagram page, and you can follow our Instagram. It's WiseGrad, WiseGrad. You can head to Twitter and follow us at WiseGradX. And where else are we? We're everywhere. So just search WiseGrad and share it with your friends and your family. Send an email to info@wisegrad.org or visit wisegrad.org. Now let's get back to the episode. So this episode came out of an email that I received from my friend Chloe. Now Chloe has studied abroad and she just thought I should share my experience with you and share some tips with you too. So this is the email. I'm going to read it word for word in Chloe's voice. She's going to kill me for this. So she says, I thought it would be interesting to share your experience moving to another country to study. And she went on and on and on. Basically, she wants me to help you guys before you take the leap to study abroad. So this episode, episode number 11, will definitely help you before you take the leap and study abroad. So I found this research from Lee Theriault and Linderholm in 2012. Now, findings from their study provided evidence that studying abroad supports complex cognitive processes that underlie creative thinking in culture-specific and domain-general settings. AKA, studying abroad is fantastic, and it will definitely help you to be a fantastic human being. How's that?
I think it's good.
All right, so, my story. I kind of told a bit of my story in the first episode. I think it was the first episode. So I was living in Japan for 2.5 years or so. And I wanted to continue my master's study. And I went on searching online for programs and, of course, scholarships, because this can be very expensive. Looking for a master's in criminology. And I stumbled upon Malmö University in Sweden. Now, I was saying, this sounds cold already. It's like, I'm not sure I want to do this, but I applied. I got through, applied for a scholarship, didn't get the first scholarship, but the university offered a tuition scholarship. And then I did the pros and cons of doing that. You know, I will need to find a part-time job to sustain myself after a while. I eventually did. But yeah, I thought about that and I took the big leap. But there are many things that you have to consider before taking this big leap or this big step to study abroad. And a big part of that, or a big thing, is actually research. And that's research on your own. So I know many people have recruiters, or they put all their trust in recruiting companies to help them to help them get their visas or apply to these schools, all 500 schools, whatever the number is. But you need to do your own research, and I find that it is really helpful if you do. So don't rely on other people to give you all the information you need. Do your own research, and this might include DMing some people on Instagram. People who look approachable, sending them DMs. So I have gotten quite a few DMs about studying abroad. And I mean, now I direct everybody to my podcast, WiseGrad. But before, I had no problem giving some tips or tricks or telling a bit of my story. I've done it a number of times, so much so that I had a written story that I could just copy and paste and send to people because they wanted to know, how is it in Sweden? And I honestly understand, because I was also in that position. So I say, research what you're going to do, where you're going to do it, research the community, research, like, go in depth and try and understand even the culture. It's very important to do your own research, and you will remember all these things, and you'll remember the important points that you need to remember. And you also know if these recruiting companies are flipping you off, if they're really giving you crap service or way less than your money's worth. So it's good to do your own stuff. Dig deep, and it might take you hours, it might take you days, but it will be worth it in the end. So I did my own research on Malmo University. I found out it was a young university. I did my research on the program. I was like, can I engage this program for 2 years? Is this something I really want to do? I quickly said yes. I had no problem deciding on that. But generally, I was like, yeah. And I researched the dorm that I was going to live at. I found photos of it. I was like, all right. Is this somewhere I can live? Can I live with other people? I've been on my own for a while. Can I go back into this whole student dorm life, sharing a fridge? Oh my God. Not sharing a room, but sharing a fridge. Not sharing a bathroom either, but sharing a fridge and sharing a common area. That was another, you know, big point. I was like, can I do this? Is this something I can do, or should I go ahead and find a place on my own? Well, my research also pointed to the fact that I can't. I couldn't afford it. It's pretty expensive in Sweden, so the student dorm was a wise choice to live on the student dorm. The next thing, I have some notes here. I did put some pointers. I say establish solid connections before you leave. Establish solid connections before you leave your home. And so by that I mean establish some solid connections, one in your home country, career-wise. So think about these companies that might want you at the end of your study. Ooh, you got to think ahead. Find them on LinkedIn. Start messaging them. Hey, I'm gonna study this. I might be of benefit to you in the long run, 2 years. I might be a benefit to you very soon, and I'd love to work with you. Do that. That will help you. And also establish connections in the new country. Find groups that you might be able to join. Social groups or church groups, religious groups, whatever it is, find some people and start to connect with them. It helps the process. So a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend helped me when I moved to Sweden. I mean, without that, I would have been way more nervous than I was. But on my way here, I was pretty chill. I was like, okay, someone's going to meet me at the station. Okay, cool. And I had my plan B, of course. I was like, if that person doesn't meet me at the station, I'm going to do this. Which ended up happening. So, another thing I'd say is to avoid naysayers. Now, if you're confident in your decision to go abroad and study, and you think that you can overcome all the challenges that come with it, try your best to avoid the naysayers, because they'll make you very depressed. And this is a very sensitive period. Many people go through anxiety issues before moving abroad, so you might want to even check with your doctor. But avoid naysayers and try to have more positive influences. Look up positive experiences in the new country you're going. That's not, I'm not saying to be blind to negative things that happen. In multicultural situations, many things that can happen. Some people are insensitive. Some people are downright crazy. Some people are rude. Some people are racist. And you might encounter some of these people. But I say don't dwell on the negative aspects of your new study situation, your new school. Try to find the positive in it. Try to find how people like you overcame those challenges. So dig deep. Again, this is probably just more research. But dig deep and try your best to find solid solutions to problems that you might encounter. So talk to your friends, talk to your family. Your parents might have studied abroad, and learn from their experiences and have fun while doing it. Another point is to immerse yourself in the new culture, or immerse yourself into this new university life. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you don't want to miss it by being probably too reserved or not open to new relationships or new experiences that might make you a better person. Now I say just jump into it, dive into it. Be smart, of course. Be very smart when you're doing this. You don't want to end up in sticky situations, especially abroad. You don't want to have your visa revoked, or, yeah. So be wise when you're doing this. Hint, hint. don't do any criminal activities and don't do drugs. to stay away from that. But immerse yourself in the university life. Immerse yourself in the university culture. Be a part of organizations that will help you be a better person. And you can find these organizations months before you jump into the university, months before you take the flight, months before you buy the ticket. And you can start talking to them. You can say, I can do this, I can do that. And by the time you land, or the time you arrive at your dorm, you're ready to go. And your mind is already occupied with things, so you won't be depressed. So the first few days, of course, in your new dorm can be very depressing because, for one, there are probably no sheets, no decorations on the wall. There's nothing that makes it feel, you know, homey or really nice. So it can feel very bland. You might be the first one there. You might be too early before orientation and the whole dorm is empty, or the university is empty. This is mid-August. Nobody's there. It's a ghost town. You might be a bit depressed. So I say, try to get into things like before they start. Be that proactive student and enjoy your experiences while it lasts. Yeah, that's it for this episode of Wise Grad. I hope that it helped you to, you know, relax, take it easy. It is going to be the best time of your life and you will have challenges, but it's very easy to overcome them. Lean on your friends, lean on your family for support. You're definitely going to need it, especially if you're going to be on your own. So go forth and be great. This is Saint Sanj. Thank you again for clicking play and not clicking next. Until next time, goodbye. Hey, if you're interested in supporting this podcast, head right over to wisegrad.org, scroll to the bottom and click support. You can also head to anchor.fm/wisegrad and click support.